Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, and last week we held the topping off ceremony for the South Yard Assembly Building when the final roof truss was lifted and set into place. This 200,000 square foot building will be home to about 1,400 of us shipbuilders working to deliver Columbia to the Navy, and that work will begin in the building sometime next year, and it'll be in full bore production in about the 2027 timeframe. So today joining me is Joe Drake. He's our Vice President of Real Estate and Facilities, and he's going to provide us an update on the South Yard project and the other buildings going up across Quonset Point and Groton as part of our almost $2 billion facilities expansion project. So Joe, congratulations to you and your team on meeting this milestone. I know we've been eager to see this, and we're making some great progress on the building, I know you're looking forward to it getting open during the first quarter of next year. So let's talk about the work that's going on between now and then to get the building ready for final assembly and test of Columbia.
Thanks, Kevin. It's a great time to be here at Electric Boat. 2022 is going to be a significant year for us and as we continue to transition and prepare ourselves for the start of construction and assembly and test of the Columbia here in Groton. We are in the final year of the construction of the South Yard Assembly Building. As you noted, we've achieved several significant milestones already. Recently, as you noted, we set the last truss of the steel structure and had our topping out celebration. We also set our land-based steam boiler, and within 2 weeks, we'll be getting permanent power at our transfer station along Eastern Point Road. In addition to some of those milestones that we've achieved, some other ones coming up quickly upon us are we're starting installation of the north mega doors next week. The utility building will be weather tight by the end of March, and the South Yard Assembly Building itself will be weather tight by mid-June. We are rapidly moving forward with our installation of mechanical, electrical, plumbing, life safety equipment in the building. It's kind of hidden from view now as the panels are going up. But there's a significant amount of work going on inside the building in anticipation of that work being ready for us to start construction. We anticipate most of that work will be in place by the end of September, and we will be testing our systems and commissioning our systems the last quarter of this year in anticipation of achieving a temporary certificate of occupancy by the end of December. That will allow us to start outfitting in the building and moving forward and getting ready for a company to come sometime next year. We will start installing the 100-ton and 170-ton cranes this summer also, and so that really is our critical path. We've got to have those cranes in place so that we can move our cylinders around inside the building. But we're looking forward to a final certificate of occupancy 1st of February of next year.
Yeah, and I walked the building with Devin Zanellis yesterday, and you can see the amount of work that's actually going on internal with all the piping, cabling, and some of the ventilation ducting going on. So appreciate that update. So the overall Columbia program is something that we've been working on for 15 years now. So it's exciting to think about how this South Yard building, assembly building, is going to be open in less than a year. And this week, our new barge, the Holland, made its first trip up to Quonset Point. I know it was there this morning. We talked about it at my staff meeting. And we continue construction on our floating dry dock, which is named the Atlas, down at Bollinger Shipyards in Louisiana. Those are the same shipbuilders who built the barge for us. So in addition to the South Yard, you're doing some work with your team on a couple of buildings that we broke ground on in Groton last year, the new Emergency Control Center and our Coates pre-commissioning crew building here in the South Yard. So let's talk a little bit about where we're at with those buildings.
Sure, Kevin. Like I said, 2022 is an exciting year. We are rapidly approaching completion of the ECC building. We anticipate completing that building by the end of July. Currently, the building is weather tight. We're already installing windows, exterior insulation, and in the next week or two, we'll be installing the metal panels. We're nearly complete with the framing of the interior, and we started in hanging drywall. Again, similar to the South Yard building, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and life safety systems are progressing very well. And we're looking forward to completing that project and moving people in September. We've also started construction of the Coates PCU building. Excavation of perimeter footers are complete, and we've started excavation of the interior footers. We're placing concrete for those footers as we speak. Steel is due to end at the end of April, with erection beginning 1st of May. We anticipate completing that project March of 2023. So if you think about it, three buildings in Groton starting in end of July, end of December, and then March, going bang, 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 and we're going to be a different skyline over here.
Yeah, no question. Soon. The skyline's already changing, and it's going to continue to change. So great to hear the progress, and I can't wait to have those buildings complete. We're looking forward to having a significantly modern facility to support particularly our ability to respond to potential emergencies. So that ECC building is one I'm eager to get into and moved into. So now moving from Connecticut, let's talk a little bit about what we're doing up at Quonset Point. So we've changed the skyline there in many, many ways. In 2020, we completed 9A and 9B, which gave us about 8 acres of additional production space for Columbia and the VPM modules. And it's getting pretty full. There's still some room to expand into, I think. But let's update folks on the building construction status at Quonset, including the new advanced manufacturing project, what we call our AMP building. And that will enable QP to supplement our missile tube manufacturing capability.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kevin. We continue to change the landscape at Quonset Point. The AMP project is going very well. The erection of steel is about 50% complete. We anticipate starting to hang insulated metal panels there in the next couple of weeks. And we are on track for a December 2022 delivery of this building with anticipated first use second quarter 2023. So another building within that little window here we have for the next year of delivery. We've also commenced design of the final phase of the 9 series building. That'll add about another 5 acres of production space for Columbia and VPN. And we anticipate a late fall construction start. And in anticipation of that, we've already changed the skyline over there again. We demolished Building 16. And so we are scheduled for early delivery of that building in the second quarter of 2024. We've also started design of the third coatings facility. The construction schedule is similar to 9C. We'll start building in early winter and complete that project also late second quarter 2024.
Well, thanks for the update, Joe. And by the way, happy birthday. I know you celebrated your 65th birthday earlier this week. So. Yeah. So happy birthday to you.
Appreciate that.
And thanks for taking the time to share the progress on a lot of these construction projects as we go here that have been underway for quite some time. You know, I think it's important for people to understand that General Dynamics has a lot of decisions that they can make with where to invest their capital money. And I think everybody here should be proud of the fact that General Dynamics has chosen to invest nearly $2 billion here at Electric Boat. And that's because they believe in our future, they believe in the work that we do, and the importance of submarines to our national security. So you should be proud to know that your corporation is investing a considerable amount of money in our future. And I'm looking forward to celebrating all of these building openings over the next couple years here in Groton and in Quonset Point. If you can't tell from me, I will tell you it's an exciting time to be a shipbuilder. You know, we're about 17% complete already on Columbia, and advanced construction for the second ship, Wisconsin, began last May, so it's already here. And I've asked you all this question before, I'll ask it again now. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now at Electric Boat? Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again soon.